This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. FedEx has just downgraded its quarterly earnings forecast for the second time because of concerns about the global economy. UPS also downgraded its forecast earlier this summer. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on what all this means for the broader economy.
FedEx's troubles are primarily overseas. As Europe has teetered into recession, Asian economies that produce for Europe have also faltered. Hong Kong economist Andy Hsieh says China's manufacturing centers have become a major hub for global air freight.
A lot of things shipped from Korea, Taiwan, and Japan to China, and packaging products like iPhones to be distributed around the world.
Now, Europeans aren't buying as many of those fancy electronics, says Faribors Gadar, a professor of international trade at Penn State. And some of the business and finance that's conducted via FedEx envelopes has fallen off as well.
Immediately you think of, you know, documents going back and forth, but FedEx delivers components. If the equipment is not being used in Europe, then the components are not necessary, and so everything slows down.
The domestic U.S. economy could be FedEx's one bright spot, though, with the holiday shopping and shipping season about to start. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.